wanna know you.
Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. It is my pleasure to welcome you to the concluding episode in the series that we've been examining for so many weeks now, New Anointing for New Levels in the New Year. Psalm 92 verse 10 says, "But my horn thou shalt exalt like the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil." Fresh oil there is the new level anointing. My friend, God is ready to exalt you. He is ready to lift you up to the next level. But you must be ready to pay the price for His next level anointing. Remember, though salvation is free, the anointing is not. There is a price that you and I must pay to receive God's next level anointing. And as we've discovered in our series, there are five prices to pay. First of all, there is the price of death to self. Secondly, the price of obedience. Thirdly, the price of brokenness. Fourthly, the price of humility. And finally, the price of tarrying in God's presence. Do these five and you will never go down. Instead, you're going to keep prospering and advancing and rising in life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now be blessed as you listen to the message.
Listen to this. If you refuse to tarry in God's presence, I need you to hear this extremely very well. If you refuse to tarry in God's presence, if you refuse to pay this price, though you may be gifted, you will not be anointed. God gives everybody gifts. Every single person, whether it's unbeliever, whether it's believer. But what makes the difference with a true believer that tarries in God's presence is that not only are you gifted, you are also anointed. People of God, it is not the gift that breaks the yoke, it's the anointing. Isaiah 10:27, I really need people to hear this morning extremely, especially those of us that stand on the pulpit. Pastor, I said it over and over again. If we put President Obama on this pulpit and we give him a scripture text to read, the man will preach. He will preach, but his gift is not what breaks the yoke. He can preach, everybody get excited, and that's about where it ended. But when somebody is not just gifted, is anointed, where is where God wants to take all of us? The Bible says that gift will not be something that entertains, will not be something that informs, but it will be something that really will truly impact life. And that's what it's all about. We are in this world to impact life. The Father said there are many preachers, many praise worship singers, many instrumentalists, many people that they are just gifted. They are not anointed. That's why we are not seeing the move of God the way we need to see it. He wants us not just to be gifted. He wants us to be anointed, because it is only the anointed that breaks the yoke. The gift doesn't break the yoke. The gift can exalt ego. The gift can entertain. The gift can tantalize. It can't break yokes. God is all about breaking yokes. Luke 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. Is somebody with me this morning? To preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. God is about healing broken hearts. Not building kingdom for men. To heal the broken heart. To proclaim liberty to the captives. We went to the prisons on Thursday. Amazing. Please give glory to my Father. It's not about anybody. You know, sometimes we that are in the so-called free world, sometimes we are more bound than those in prison. Their chapel could contain only about 300 people. It was full. The facility is 2,200. I'm sure they have to screen who can come, who can't come. Come and see all of them lining up. Full! And of that people, according to Deacon Estonia's count, I didn't even know there were just so many. Over 70 gave their lives to Christ. Before I went, I said, "Lord, what am I going to say to these people? Speak through me. One of the things he does for me is that he makes me begin to feel the heart of the people he's sending me to. It's not about me. It's about them. Their hearts that need to be mended. Their souls that need to be saved. People of God, the gift can't do that. Only the anointing can. No matter how much English I speak, it will not move a fly without the anointing. Many years ago, the Lord told me, my daughter, you need to pray more than you prepare a message. He said, if you are preparing a message for like 1 hour, let prayer be 2 hours. Because it's not the grammar you put together that will make the difference. It is my presence that comes upon you. Hallelujah. Too many gifted people, few anointed. We have this conference to change that. That we should not just be gifted, because it is only the anointing that breaks the yoke. You cannot impact your world the way you should if you are just gifted. He wants you to be an anointed teacher, an anointed nurse, an anointed doctor, an anointed IT, whatever, because it's more than putting 6 figures in your bank account. It's about impacting lives. In the early centuries, do you know that inventors were Christians? Most of them were Christians. Most of them. Isaac Newton was a Christian. How did they get their inspiration? Through the anointing of God. Einstein was a Christian. That is nothing but the anointing. Einstein's teacher said he was retarded. But when anointing hits a retarded mind, it becomes something else. We're all celebrating Einstein's principles today. Why am I going to this length? Because it's not just about me. It's just, I'm in ministry. No, it's about you as a nurse, as a teacher, as an IT. How mighty will the kingdom of our Father be advanced if we are not just gifted, but we are also anointed. That is to tell my people, take your talent to the next level. Tarry in my presence so that you will not just be gifted, you will be anointed. He said, tarry daily in my presence. He said, never do ministry, which is never do anything you do without intimacy with God. He said, put intimacy before your work. Some of us say, I'm so busy. PW, I'm so busy. That's why I don't have time. You need to understand that whatever you do outside of an intimate union with God is nothing. Jesus said, abide in me. He said, because without me, you can do nothing. So whatever it is you do, whether you are a nurse that works different odd shift, talk with God. He will help you find a time that you can tarry in his presence. He said, tell them, don't just walk for God. Walk with God. Matthew 3, when the Lord chose the disciples, look at it from verse 13. The Lord went up to the mountain and he called to him those he himself wanted. Those he himself wanted to do certain assignments. He called them to himself. And then the Bible says, just like he's called you to be a doctor, called you to be a nurse, called you to be a teacher, called you to be a pastor, called you to be a music director, called you to be whatever. He has called. Every one of us is called to do one thing or the other in this life to bring glory to God. And he now says, and they came to him. Verse 14. Listen carefully. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him. Everybody say, be with him. Say it two more times. Say, be with him. One more time with all your heart. Say, be with him. He said that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out demons. Question. What came before? Is it to go out and preach and have power or be with him? Which one came first? Right there, Jesus said, that is my order. Spend time with me before you do anything for me. Can I say that again? Spend time with me before you do anything for me. Anything you do for me without spending time with me is a tragedy. It's empty and it's a tragedy. He said ministry without intimacy is a tragedy. He said in 2 Corinthians 3:6, he said the letter killeth. But the Spirit gives life. Before you do, tell your neighbor for me, say, before you do anything for God, before you teach for God, before you minister to the sick for God, before you do your work for God, spend time with God. Intimacy before ministry. Make it a priority. I'm going to end upon this note. As long as you make spending time with God a priority, you will always be sharp. You will always be at the cutting edge of whatever it is you do. I tell you, God wants to take over your entire life. There's no compartment. He's the only wise God. There's nothing you are doing He doesn't know how to do. Nothing. Don't think God is just limited to activity in church. God is a businessman. He says, I will teach you how to make profit. If you spend time with God, you will never suffer loss in business. This is where He's leaving us with in this conference. Let's leave this place. Partner with Him. Tarry in His presence. Die to self. Be broken, be obedient, be humble. And the oil of His anointing, the power we need to keep going higher and higher, it will never be lacking in our life. He will never take that anointing away. Instead, He will be taking you higher and higher. Though He may not take gifts away, if we refuse to tarry in His presence, the anointing will diminish. But that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Fresh oil is your portion. Are you ready to pay the price?
Beloved, the greatest decision that you could ever make is the decision to accept God's free gift of salvation. And so I want to invite you today to make the decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, to surrender your life completely unto Him. And all you need to do is to surrender your life today. Ask Him to save you from your sins, to give you a brand new heart, and help you to follow Him all the days of your life. And if you make that decision today, I'd like to email you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. That book is going to help you to better understand what it really means to be a Christian and how you can live your life 100% for the Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And also remember that you should feel free at any time to send me your prayer request and praise report at the same address. I look forward to hearing from you.